We've had too high inflation for the last 10 years. We're going to have some more high inflation before we turn the corner and get it under control. Do not be discouraged. Stick with me, stick with my program, and we will be successful.
Although the rally was supposed to be the focal point of this stop, it turned out to be a secondary event. Israel's Prime Minister Begin was also in town. Mr. Carter had not planned to meet with him, but that was being widely interpreted here as a snub. Not unmindful, perhaps, that snubbing the Prime Minister of Israel is not the ideal pre-election posture for any Democrat in New York, it was hastily arranged for Begin to attend a small luncheon where Mr. Carter was meeting with Kerry's supporters. That turned out to be an encounter of the warmest kind.
Made real progress. There are still some hurdles to overcome, but there is good reason to believe that we shall do so, and we shall have soon a peace treaty between Israel and Egypt, a turning point in the history of the Middle East. And of course, our dear friend President Carter will sign as a witness to peace treaty between Egypt and Israel.
There are always differences of opinion. That's what makes the negotiations necessary. But we've always made progress because of the courage of Prime Minister Begin and President Sadat, and I've got confidence in them to reach agreement.
Inside, where cameras and reporters were not allowed, there was more presidential praise for Begin, but the two did not talk privately. The main purpose of the meeting, apparently, was simply to discourage speculation that the two men have a personal feud going because of differences over how to reach a final peace settlement in the Middle East. Bob Schieffer, CBS News, New York.